One of the ugliest results of a refugee crisis is child labor. Lebanon has a lot of it, both Lebanese youngsters and refugees from the Syrian war just across the border. Some have to work as young as 7 years old, often in agriculture. NPR's Ruth Sherlock visited one place in Lebanon that tries to give these children a way out.
This looks like any normal school at recess. Boisterous children pour out of the classrooms. They chase each other around the playground. They shout, they laugh, they're curious about me, the stranger with a microphone.
Marhaba, I love you.
But these children have had an anything but normal upbringing.
They work under the sun, they work in agriculture, they work with person that they shout on them, they violent them. So they're not living their childhood.
Leila Assi runs a program to combat child labor for the Beyond Association, a Lebanese aid group.
We're trying to give them the normal life that it's their right.
This center tries to ready these children to go back to school. There are art projects. They learn maths, Arabic, and even some English.
Listen to some music and some opera.
Lebanon has huge numbers of child workers. The Ministry of Labour estimated there were 180,000 children working as of 4 years ago, and even more Syrians have fled their war and taken shelter in Lebanon since then, meaning that more children have joined this illegal labour market. Because for many, if they don't work, the family doesn't eat. So to get the children into this educational centre, Beyond tries to help the parents find jobs, and they give free childcare for babies or toddlers so that the mothers can work. We sit on a step outside a classroom where the older children are having music lessons. We speak with Raha and Isra, who are both 12 years old. The kids' parents aren't around, so we don't use their last names.
I'm Syrian, Halab.
Raha from Aleppo was 7 when her family fled Syria. She remembers her life before. There was her school, her house, her books, she says. In Lebanon, she has spent the last 5 years working in the fields, picking potatoes and cherries. She started at 4 a.m. and got $2 for a whole day's labour. Now, her mother works clearing rocks from the same fields. At $7 a day, her mother's pay is still a pitiful wage, but it's almost 3 times what Raha made, and it means Raha can come here.
I'm sorry, I'm Hama.
Isra lost her father to the war in Syria. In Lebanon, she also worked in agriculture.
The sun would really hit us when we were out there. And sometimes I would cut my hand with the knife that we used to cut the plants.
When Isra first came to the center, she was too traumatized to speak, said Assi.
She stayed 1 year without talking.
Slowly, though, she found her voice. And then she started singing. This is Isra and Raha performing for their classmates. They wrote this rap with their music teacher, and it talks about their rights as children. Raha says she wants to be a journalist when she's older. Isra just wants to sing. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Zakhleh.